Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to sing and worship the Lord. And yes, it builds faith. Yes, it does put faith in our hearts. Meditating, thinking of the Lord is just, yes, the way to get responses from Almighty God. And it's a wonderful thing. You know that He inhabits the praises of His people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do have a really lot to thank Him for. And I know Samuel was telling me, you know, just prior that the Lord had really blessed us with a gift that a lady in Canada left us in her will. And it's pretty phenomenal, actually, because at this point, some of you know that we're having this very expensive work done on this building, and we have to do it. There's some problems with the stones, and some of them have been falling, and we had some moisture inside of one of the walls and everything else. And so God knows this is a project that we had to go forth with. But it's very expensive. And, you know, sometimes you just wonder how in the world we're ever going to come up with that kind of money. Well, isn't it amazing that, yeah, the Lord arranged that this woman left us in her will, and it's a substantial amount of money, and it's, Lord, willing to be enough to pay for this building, all the work. Praise the Lord. And I know Brother Samuel was saying it's just amazing that it's happened right now. You know, I don't know how long this will was in process and everything, but right now, you know, just when we really could use these additional funds, how the Lord came through. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's our God. He knows how to make a way. And yes, much thanks to this very beloved woman that I don't even know that we knew very well. But, you know, God put it in her heart. And oh, how wonderful the Lord is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray as we begin here tonight and ask the Lord to inspire us, to give us faith. Oh, yes, to show us the things that we need here tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You, God, that we can come before Thee, Lord. We thank Thee, O Lord, O God, for there is nothing that is too hard for Thee. O God, Thou art not limited, Lord. O God, and O Lord, You know how to make a way, even when it seems like there could possibly be a way, Lord. O God, but we thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that You work in our hearts. I pray, O God, that You'd help us, Lord. O God, for we know, God, our time here on earth is short. We just have this little time, Lord, and, oh, Lord, Thy coming is at hand. And I pray, oh, God, that You'd use this message. Pray that You'd use it to help all of us, oh, Lord, to reach out and touch Thee, Lord, to grow in Thee, Lord, oh, God, to, oh, gain the faith that we need, oh, Lord, to walk this road of life. Oh, God, we need You, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that You talk to every heart. Oh, God. Oh, God, that You'd help us to get to that higher ground. And, oh, Lord, I pray that You would talk to that one who is struggling, Lord, who needs a touch from You right now, Lord, who needs reassurances. I pray for that individual who is struggling in the name of Jesus. And ask, oh, Lord, that You'd reach down and touch that individual, Lord. Oh, and, oh, God, all our needs Thou knowest. Now I pray that You would help us, that You'd supply our needs, that You'd give us faith here tonight. Oh, God, that we could touch Thy hem. Oh, Lord, oh, God, that we could reach out, that we could be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, that Your power, Your anointing would come down and help us, Lord. Oh, God, for we need Thee, Lord. We could do nothing without Thee, Lord. We need You right now, Lord, and ask, oh, Lord, that the devil would be rebuked. Oh, God, oh, Lord, that, oh, God, that You would gain our full attention, Lord. Oh, God, our minds to be stayed upon Thee, Lord, and I pray that You would work in our hearts, that Satan would be bound, oh, Lord, and that You do the work, oh, God, that, oh, Lord, this message is intended to do, Lord, that nothing hinder it, I ask, in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord, for working out that money thing for us, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you know how to provide for your children. We just thank you for the good things that you have done. And, oh, Lord, the way that you take care of us. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our God. Amen. Oh, praise God. We're going to call this message, "What Shall I Render Unto the Lord?" It's a question, and it's taken from the Psalms for one place. But anyway, we're going to just look on this a little bit here tonight and see what God might show us. I'm just going to just define the word render. It's a word that we don't maybe hear quite so often these days. But it means to return or turn back or to submit or present, to give in return. Praise the Lord. And you know, if we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, if, oh yes, if we've known the graciousness, the mercy of the Lord, then, oh my, it's within us to want to render something unto the Lord, to give back, oh yes, to return, just, you know, something that we can give to God. It's within us that we would like to do that, that we need to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And by His grace we shall. Amen. But let's turn right now to Psalms 116 here. Praise the Lord. Psalms 116. Praise the Lord. And with His help, we're going to go through this psalm here right now and see just how the Lord might direct it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It starts by saying in verse 1, "I love the Lord, because He hath heard my voice and my supplications." Oh, those cries that came out of the depths of my soul. "Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live." And just stopping here for a moment, I think, oh my, if we're human, I think we all know what it is to struggle at times. Oh yes, to hit some of those lows in life and you know, go through predicaments, things we never thought we were going to go through. And all at once it hits us, and all at once, you know, we've got a, you know, interference in our life, and you know, we have to kind of just, boy, hold back and probably stop things for a while, and God knows. But, you know, the Lord uses such moments. And thank the Lord that in spite of times when, oh my, we might hit the dust, so to speak, you know, the Lord hears our cries. And He knows how to help Him, help us, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, you know, it's really something to go through these lows, so to speak. But you know what? When you get through them, the Lord takes you through, then wow, you've got a story to tell. You've got a testimony. You know, it's encouraging. It's going to lift you up. It's going to give you faith to believe God for whatever all is around the corner. But the writer of this Psalms obviously had gone through a very difficult thing. And it describes this in verse 3. It says, "The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow." Oh my, if you've ever been there, oh yes, and he's, you know, the pains of hell, the grave, you know, Hades, or whatever all, it seemed like there was a close call here. And there was trouble and sorrow. And I'll tell you what, you know, maybe you've been down that road. I know I had just a little taste of it with that cellulitis that I had earlier this year. Boy, I didn't quite know. It was, you know, it was close to my eye, and you know, it was close to my brain, and I was very swelled, and oh my, you know, you go through some of these moments, and you're just not sure, you know, if, you know, this is the end, you know, if this is, you know, time for you to, you know, enter into life eternal, or, you know, or if this is just a test and a trial. But, you know, it's so amazing. Yeah, you go through these moments. And I think we all go through things at times that we can't explain and would never want to go through of our own self. And it could be other things. There's so many struggles in life. You know, sometimes it could be overwhelming fear. It could be injustices that, you know, don't make sense. And, you know, it could be loneliness. And it could be so many things. It could be all kinds of pain and suffering and battles that come up in family, opposition and problems. And, you know, neighbors that get cranky and who knows. I mean, oh, there's just endless possibilities, really. But praise the Lord, we have such a wonderful privilege, the privilege of calling upon our God. Oh, yes, the one who knows all things. Oh, a very righteous God who knows how to take things and make them right. Praise the Lord. Know how to give us hope in the midst of these battles. But here it is, the writer of the psalm is describing what he was going through, and obviously he wasn't sure if he was going to live or die. And he talks about the sorrows of death just compassing him, just overwhelming him, you know, surrounding him, and he could just feel the nearness of the grave, so to speak. And, you know, all he could do is call upon the Lord. And it tells us in verse 4, "Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul." Oh, praise the Lord, that cry from the heart. O Lord, I beseech thee, I implore thee, I petition thee. O Lord, deliver me, deliver my soul. It tells us in verse 5, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful." Oh, praise the Lord, there's none like our God. Praise the Lord, so gracious, so kind, so tender. And yes, the righteous one. And oh my, the mercy that he extends. We could never return that mercy that he gives us. That merit that he gives us that we could never deserve. Oh, yes, the punishment that we don't receive, you know, that we honestly did deserve. And then it tells us in verse 6, "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me." And I just want to say, you know, here the word simple to me means that person that is lowly in heart, that trusts in the Lord, that isn't full of pride and, you know, just emotions that, you know, you think you're way up in the world and all of that. No, he's talking about somebody that, you know, just has an innocent purity. And I would say somebody that has a simple trust in the Lord, not in one's own ability or one's own self, but in the Lord instead. And it tells us the Lord preserveth the simple. And praise the Lord, this writer could say, "I was brought low, and he helped me." Oh, praise the Lord, is that your testimony tonight? Were you ever in that place where, oh, it was like you were down there in the depths and you didn't know what tomorrow was going to hold? Oh, my. But yes, the Lord helped this individual. Oh, yes, the Lord preserved him. And then, oh, the Lord brought him out of that place. And he could say in verse 7, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." And, you know, I take the word rest here and I compare it to restlessness. You know, when you're fidgety and things are, you know, troublesome and you don't know, you're, you know, maybe even consumed with worry. Not that we should be, but sometimes that is the case. And here, oh, praise the Lord has helped this individual. And now he can say, return unto thy rest. Oh, yes, that restlessness, that fidgetiness. Oh, yes, those worries. Oh, yes, all now turned over to the Lord, just resting in the promises of God. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord. There's a little more description in the 118th Psalm, if it happens to be in my Bible, it's right across the page. Maybe it is in yours too. But if you look just here for a moment at a few verses that goes so along with what we just read, here in Psalms 118, verse 17, and it could be the same writer who declares, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Praise the Lord. And I believe that describes the situation here in this 116th Psalm. Oh yes, that, you know, the severity of the chastening at that point, but yet, you know, the Lord allowed it. And you know, when we're going through these rough spots and we're going through the trials, you know, we have to have confidence that the Lord has allowed it. You know, I mean, sometimes it could be for all kinds of reasons. But so often the Lord takes us through such moments so that maybe we'll just contemplate a little bit more. So maybe we'll just look a little more deeply down into ourselves. Maybe we'll just cry out a little more. I know the Lord often uses such moments to bring somebody to himself. Maybe somebody who has rebelled against God. Maybe somebody who has refused time and time again to give their heart to the Lord. The Lord knows what it takes. Oh, yes, to get us to that place we need to be in the Lord, that higher ground. And God does allow many times for us to go through trouble and trials and heartache and all kinds of things. It's a part of this world. And you know, if everything was smooth all the time, would we call upon the Lord? Would we long for that place that is awaiting us in the heavens? Would we, you know, or would our minds be stayed on the things of this world rather than on God? I know he uses such things to bring us closer to the Lord and to get us, maybe to get our focus redirected, our hearts right with God. Praise the Lord. So this psalmist, yes, had really gone through this trial. But I believe that God gave this psalmist something wonderful called faith. The simplicity of faith that we all need. The faith even of a little child. And it tells us in verse 10, I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Let's just pause here a moment. I believe there are turning points many times when we're fighting battles. And, you know, it is amazing because, you know, I've been there. I think you've probably been there too, you know. Just, you know, when everything seems to be going really wrong and, you know, you just feel like it's overwhelming you. It's over your head. Oh my, you can hardly swim, you know, you're so covered, oh, with the grief or with the worries, with the affliction, with the trouble, with the pain. You're just clobbered, in other words. But I know I've had such moments when all at once in the midst of this. And it's sometimes, you know, it's conflicts in the mind. You know, you might get in this frame of mind where everything is negative and you know, you have all these, you know, negative thoughts and you can hardly turn them off. And praise the Lord, I just thank God when suddenly, you know, it hits us, hey, that's not faith. You know, you're in the valley of despair, and how are you going to get out of it? And I love it with the Lord, just somehow, you know, He releases us from all that negativeness. And oh, suddenly we feel that wonderful faith that comes upon us, you know, that faith that we need to please God. That faith that enables us to overcome the trials of life. Oh, it's a wonderful thing when all at once, you know, we realize, my God can take me through. There is nothing too hard for God. I'm going to stand on His promises. I'm going to believe God. Enough of this. You know what? Rebuke the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to stand on His promises. I believe, you know, that's, you know, what Jesus was talking about when He said in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 12, when He talked about how the violent take it by force. Oh, praise the Lord, there are times, oh yes, when you need faith to overcome. You need determination. You need something stronger than yourself. Praise the Lord, but yes, we turn it to the Lord. We give it to the Lord, and praise the Lord. You know, in that case there, in Matthew 11, the word violent, it's an act of vital activity, a surge of faith. You know, somehow, you know, that comes over you to seize upon the moment, to press forward, to believe God, to shut out all the negative thoughts, and all the hindrances, and all the disturbing things. And just to believe God, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Oh, praise the Lord, by the power of the blood I can overcome. Oh, yes, by the power of the blood I can be healed. By the power of the blood I can be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, those moments we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, it's not what I can see in front of me. Oh, no, I'm going to just think of what God can do. Oh, yes, the miracle He's going to do for me. How He's going to turn these circumstances around. How He's going to give me faith. Oh, praise the Lord in the midst of this trial. In the midst of all these circumstances. Oh, God knows. But oh, yes, there is nothing too hard for our Lord. And praise the Lord, I love it when those surges of faith come to us and all at once. Oh, yes, we know that God is here. God is with us. God can do it. Praise the Lord, and how we need it. 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 4 tells us, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, praise the Lord, that faith that He puts in our heart to believe Him in the midst of trial. You know, we can't always see it, you know, with our eyes. In fact, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, faith is believing God for the things that we cannot see, that don't even see, you know, concrete. But praise the Lord puts it within our hearts to believe Him. And you know, we know by the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews that that's how the elders obtained a good report. It was because they walked by faith and not by sight, because somehow they knew, in spite of everything that looked very strange and uncertain and, you know, maybe impossible, that God could help them, that God could make a way. Oh, praise the Lord. This whole world is built upon faith. Oh, yes, the Creator, our God, who put it in existence. Oh, yes, it was framed by the Word of God. And yes, it stands by the Word of God. Oh, yes, and you know, everything that was made because of the Word of God that spoke it into existence. Praise the Lord. That's our God. Oh, yes, who put it all in place. Oh, put the planets in motion and help them to rotate. And what's holding them up? Oh, it's the Word of God, isn't it? Oh, yes, as they rotate. Oh, yes, as they move in their orbits. Oh, yes, it's the Word of God that holds them in place. Oh, praise the Lord. It's the Lord Almighty, God Almighty, who spoke it into existence. And so it stands. And praise the Lord, all of His people, we have overcome in this world, have walked by faith. Amen. Yes, even, oh yes, the believers of old, even under the old covenant, it was a walk of faith even in their lives. You know, Enoch believing God and standing up for that was which was right, and believing that, you know, he was not going to see death. And how it was that God translated to him. Because he had that testimony that he pleased God. Praise the Lord. You know, Abraham, you know, who was called to go to a place that he knew not, to leave everything else behind, to leave those loved ones behind, those things that were familiar behind. But because, oh yes, he obeyed God, he was able to go forward and go where he knew not. And just believe and know that God was with him and God would take him to that place where he needed to go. And of course, oh yes, the long end is that he was looking for a city which has foundations, whose ruler and maker is God. He was looking for that heavenly city. Praise the Lord, as we all are. But so it was with all those that walked of old and overcame this world. It was their faith that took them through. Praise the Lord, that ability to believe God when it looked like things were coming down on them and all was lost. But oh, I just thank God the Lord knows how to make a way. Oh yes, just as King David, you know, when he came to Ziklag, and yes, the city had been burned, the wives, the children were all taken, and all their possessions gone, and all the men were talking about stoning him. Oh my, King David, oh that's a low, isn't it? But praise the Lord, he was able to encourage himself in the Lord. Oh, yes, he was able to rest in the promises of God. He was able to look at the things that God is able to do. And God worked it out. Oh, yes, that, I believe, Egyptian who was there, who was able to redirect them. Oh, yes, to the place where their wives and belongings had been taken. And oh, yes, to overcome the enemy that had, you know, taken everything away and burned the city. Praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the Lord. If we could just have faith. And yes, you know, again, as we look here at this 116th Psalm, I believe verse 10, yes, that there was a surge of faith that came into the heart of this individual. Oh, yes, that didn't know if he was going to live or die. Oh, who had found trouble and sorrow. There he is. He's calling upon the name of the Lord. And how it says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. Oh, I believe he's talking about faith that came into his heart to intercept all the negative thoughts. And oh, yes, to bring about that kind of faith that would produce the answer. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he recovered, didn't he? Oh, the Lord helped him in such a way that he fully recovered from this sickness. And praise the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, I believed. Therefore have I spoken. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is so able to help us. And, you know, Paul made reference to this very verse in 2 Corinthians, that fourth chapter. Praise the Lord, just looking at it for a moment here. We know that Paul also went through some very troublesome times. Oh, yes, some very difficult moments. And he describes it a bit here in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Praise the Lord. He's saying here in verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Praise the Lord. Oh, the resurrecting power of our Lord. Oh, yes, the fact that He lives, that we could live because He lives. Praise the Lord, because He has given us life, everlasting life. Oh, yes, when we turn our lives over to the living God. Praise the Lord. So He explains in verse 12, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. Oh, yes, all these troubles that try to clobber us at times. But there is something called faith. Praise the Lord. And here, Paul writes in verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Praise the Lord. You know, that's wonderful. You know, because we have faith, we can declare things that are yet not known, things that are not yet seen. We can believe it because it's in the Word of God, because He has put it in our hearts. And praise the Lord, we can say, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Paul wrote, we also believe, and therefore speak. Praise the Lord, that's a testimony. That's those reassurances that come from God, those surges of faith when we know that He is with us, and He's going to help us, He's going to lift us up, He's going to hold our hands, He's going to take us through this distress. Oh, this pain, this suffering, this battle. Oh, yes, maybe even with death. And it says, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Oh, praise the Lord, that hope that is deep within us. Oh, we know through our eyes of faith that one day, even though we die, even though our flesh would die in this world, that we would be resurrected again. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, raised to live with the Lord Jesus in His kingdom forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Our bodies resurrected by the power of God. Praise the Lord. Paul writes in verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound or reflect to the glory of God. And okay, this kind of explains a little bit what I was trying to say earlier. These things that happen are actually for our sakes. That, you know, through it, the abundant grace of God might shine through with thanksgiving in our hearts. We might see that, we might experience, oh yes, the power of our Lord to take us through. Oh yes, to give us hope. Oh yes, to give us faith. Praise the Lord, that's His abundant grace. You know, and He allows certain things. Oh yes, so that we can get to that higher ground. Oh yes, so that we can stand before Him. So that we can have faith even to inspire somebody else. Oh yes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. Oh, those testimonies that He gives us, you know, and it's so wonderful, and we can share the good things of God and say, oh, look what He did for me. Oh, look, oh my, I was having this problem, and oh my, the Lord took care of it. Oh, yes, and He saved me out of my distress. Praise the Lord. Oh, that wonderful testimony that He puts within us, because, yes, the Lord makes a difference in our lives. He answers our prayers. He sees our needs, and He answers. There's nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 16, for which cause we faint not. Oh, praise the Lord. We can continue because we've got we've got a goal to reach. We've got something to attain here in this world. It's eternal life, and it's through the faith of Jesus Christ. So we don't faint in the midst of all this trouble. And then he says, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh, praise the Lord. The strength of the Lord is, oh, we implore the Lord as we turn to the Lord. Oh, we rest in the Lord as we sing unto the Lord and rest in His promises. That strength that He gives us, that renewing day by day. Oh, yes, the renewing even of the Holy Ghost that He renews within our being, to give us strength to stand. Oh, yes, courage to walk this world. Faith to overcome. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise the Lord. For it tells us in verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Oh, yes. It's all going to be over one of these days. This life is short. It's going to be over. We're going to have eternity with the Lord. Amen. Oh, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And oh, I know Paul wrote in Romans 5, oh, the ability to glory in tribulations. Praise the Lord, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise the Lord. Oh, we can even glory in our light affliction, knowing that the Lord is using it to strengthen us, to make us what we ought to be in Him. It is only for a moment. Oh, praise the Lord, it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen. Yeah, that's faith, isn't it? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, praise the Lord, our eyes on the goal. These things around us, oh, it's just, you know, temporal surroundings. Here for a while to assist us in, you know, our little life here on earth. But oh my, there is a world of things unseen. Oh yes, the hope that is within us. Oh yes, oh yes, the award, the reward that awaits the children of God. Praise the Lord, those things that are eternal that we can't see with our eyes. Oh yes, but we envision it by faith. Oh yes, the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, praise the Lord, how this earth is just temporal things. Oh, things that one day will be consumed. And it's no wonder that we're not to set our affections on things of this earth, but on things that are above. You know, there's no wonder, because yes, these things are temporary. They could all be washed away. They could all be consumed. And they will be by the end anyway. But praise the Lord, we can set our eyes on things that are above. Oh, we can, you know, put our faith on the things which are not seen. Oh, yes, and hold to those things. Oh, yes, because we know by faith this life is short. We're just, you know, we're just pilgrims. We're just strangers. We're walking through this land. People might not understand us. Oh, yes, there might be troubles and heartaches and persecution and all kinds of struggles. But, you know, God knows how to take us through. He knows how to use these things. Oh, yes, even for our advantage. And praise the Lord, He knows how to deliver us, how to set us free. Oh, yes, you know, we might struggle at times, but, you know, I believe there is a time when the Lord says, hey, that's enough. And oh, you know, those cries are heard, those petitions that we made are heard, and the Lord intervenes, and He makes a way. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. Oh, the difference. Oh, yes, the Lord comes into the scene and moves in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, yes, the psalmist said in Psalms 116, I believed, therefore have I spoken. Oh, praise the Lord, that faith that came in his heart. It's going to be okay. You know, things are going to work out. And, you know, I mean, if the Lord takes us home, praise the Lord, then our troubles, our trials on this earth are over, you know. And so be it. But otherwise, the Lord knows how to deliver us. Oh, yes, and oh, praise the Lord, by faith, it's going to be all right. It's all going to be well. And praise the Lord, we can speak faith because it's in our heart. We believe. Therefore have I spoken. Oh, I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. And, you know, there's times, you know, the negative viewpoints of individuals, you know, oh boy, sometimes those negative death sentences that, you know, medical people even might put upon you, you know, I don't know what all was going on in this psalmist's life, but, you know, there might have been, you know, a lot of people saying, hey, it's too late, you know, you're going to die, you know, but, you know, it came into his heart to believe God. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. And, you know, he was able to, you know, hey, let's just lie. And, you know, the devil will try all kinds of manner of lies. He'll, you know, talk to our spirit and try to tell us all kinds of things that are negative and nasty very often. But praise the Lord, we can rebuke the devil and we can know that he will flee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And we need to catch him. When he, you know, he tries to trap us and ensnare us and get us to that place where, you know, we're seeing all of these nasty things. Oh, it's time to rebuke the devil, isn't it? Oh, it's time to set our thoughts aright and begin to think on those things which are good and lovely and pure. Praise the Lord, those things, oh yes, that are pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God greatly delivered this man or woman out of their despair, out of their low moment. Praise the Lord. And so they asked a question here in verse 12. Oh, the question in verse 12 is, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? It was time to give back. And, you know, they realized, oh, the mercy of the Lord and his greatness and how they had been delivered even from the pangs of death. Oh, praise the Lord. And so the question is asked, oh, it's time. It's time to give back to the Lord. Oh, for his goodness, for his mercy. Oh, for his faithfulness. Oh, yes, for what he has done. Oh, praise the Lord. How can I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Oh, praise the Lord. Good question here. And he replies by saying in verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And how wonderful it is, we who live in this time of the new covenant, the second covenant. Oh, praise the Lord, the glorious news of the gospel, that cup of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord, we can embrace that cup of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord, that which the Lord has offered us. We can embrace it, we can hold to it, we can come to the Lord in faith. Oh, yes, we can give him our sins. Praise the Lord, we can repent and turn from them. Praise the Lord, we can obey the gospel and be buried in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins in the waters of baptism. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, and he has promised to fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord, I will take the cup of salvation. Oh, I will embrace the wonderful gospel that the Lord has given us. Praise the Lord, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, that strong and mighty tower, the righteous one is into, and are safe. Oh, praise the Lord, that name that is above every name. Oh, yes, that name that has power. Oh, that name that has authority. We can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord and be delivered, be set free. Oh, yes. Those answers will come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. And then he says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And I do know that, you know, if you're fighting a battle and, you know, you're going through that time period when you just don't know what's up and you don't understand, you don't know all the whys. Oh, it's a time of heart searching. It's a time of looking internally and beseeching the Lord. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there easily could be something that the Lord is trying to show us in our affliction, in our pain, in our struggles, in our financial need, whatever it is. There may be something that God's needing to show us. And, you know, as we already have said, you know, God often uses us to bring people to himself. If they weren't afflicted, they maybe would never have cried out to God. Oh, how he uses that. But often times, you know, oh, when it's coming to you, and maybe the Lord will bring to mind things that you purpose to do in your life and you haven't done them. You know, things that you'd set in your heart to do and you haven't done them. And, you know, maybe things that you didn't make right, you know, like things, you know, relationship-wise, that, you know, things that just, you know, were not made right. Things that you had not given to the Lord, you know, maybe things that you were holding on too tight and not surrendering to God. All those things can come to mind. And you're in that bed of affliction. Oh, yes, and you began to turn things over to the Lord. Oh, yes, and who knows what he might bring to mind. Oftentimes, people will make a vow at that point, and, oh, Lord, if you'll deliver me, I'll do this. Oh, I'll surrender, Lord. I'll go here, I'll go there, I'll give this, I'll give that. Oh, God only knows what it is that is within us. And that need. And sometimes a vow can be an earnest promise that we make within ourselves to perform a specific task or behave in a certain way. And sometimes, you know, that's what it takes to get us to a place where, you know, we can set things straight and, you know, get back on course. We might have flipped off the road, you know, and you know, oh, thank the Lord that he uses these things. But here, oh yes, the psalmist is saying, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Oh yes, as he was struggling, oh yes, as he was calling upon the Lord, as he was beseeching the Lord God Almighty. He made vows, obviously, unto the Lord. Oh yes, and it tells us that he is declaring, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Oh yes, I'm going to do those things. I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to give you thanksgiving. I'm going to share this testimony, Lord. Oh, whatever all it is that he might have put within us to yet accomplish. It tells us in verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And praise the Lord, that's dear to hang on to. Then he writes in verse 16, O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, when the Lord delivers us, when he sets us free, and those bonds, oh, the chains of sin, and all of that, all the trouble, and the snares of the enemy, and all of that, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, our God can make them just snap, can't he? Oh, that's nothing for our God to loosen. those bonds. Oh, yes, to deliver us, to set us free from the oppression, from the hand of the enemy. Oh, yes, to deliver us, oh, from those things that have brought us down, attempting to defeat us and causing us to despair if we would. But praise the Lord, there's an Almighty God who intervenes, who loosens those bonds. Praise the Lord. And he went on to say in verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, those wonderful sacrifices of thanksgiving. Oh, the Lord has done so much for us. Did we forget to thank Him? Did we forget to give Him the praise that was due His wonderful name? Well, we know that story that, well, actually was a reality there in the book of Luke when, you know, Jesus, you know, intervened in the life of those 10 men who were lepers there. It's in the 17th chapter of Luke, and, you know, tells us how Jesus entered into a certain village and there met Him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. And obviously, they heard something about Jesus. It tells us in verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Praise the Lord, that is what He told them to do, to turn around and to show themselves to the priest. As you know, the law required that if they were cleansed of leprosy, that they were to show themselves to the priest, and he would have to proclaim that they were now healed, that the leprosy was gone. And this was also a way for them to show faith. You know, they could have refused. You know, they could have just said, oh, I'm not going to go show myself to the priest. But these men did. They had lifted up their voices. They had cried for mercy to the Lord Jesus. And what He told them to do was to go show themselves unto the priest. And praise the Lord, you know, it might not have happened, you know, at the very first second. But as they went, as they obeyed, as they were showing their faith, praise the Lord was working. Oh, yes, as they went, they were cleansed. Praise the Lord. Have you showed your faith? You know, yes, you know, our actions, our words, our responses, you know, it tells. Are we believing God? Or are we just, you know, not accepting what He wants to do. But praise the Lord, as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy, as they obeyed, as, you know, they showed their faith, as I said. And praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Wouldn't you know it? Oh my, but oh yes, it hit him as he was going. And as he began to realize, oh, that leprosy is gone. My skin is healed. I have no longer this plague. I am delivered. I am set free. Praise the Lord! And it came to him to turn back and thank the one who had cleansed him, who had healed him. Oh, yes, who had set him free from all that horrendous leprosy that was a part of his life. Praise the Lord. Yes, and so he went back when he saw that he was healed. Oh, yes, he turned back, and oh, he wasn't too quiet. Praise the Lord. It tells us he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, and he gave thanks. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, how beautiful that must have been to hear him, you know, thanking God for what had been done. Oh, the Lord Jesus had healed him. And there it says with a loud voice, oh, he gave thanks unto the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Jesus responded to that likewise. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be thankful to the Lord. You know, we're told in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, yes, there in 1 Thessalonians, you know, that you don't need to, no matter what the circumstances are, to give thanks unto the Lord. And you never know. Oh, it's, you know, in the midst of all that praise, giving God the glory, God may just do an amazing thing. He may just turn everything around as you give him praise, as you give him glory, as you cry out, as you worship him. Praise the Lord. Our God is gracious. Our God is merciful. Our God is wonderful. Oh God, our God is almighty. Praise the Lord. We have so many reasons to give him praise, to give him worship. Oh yes, he has made a way. Oh, he's opened up our eyes. He's opened up our ears so that we can understand the words that are written in the book of life. Oh, praise the Lord, and he's given us a hope all beyond this world. Oh, praise the Lord, we have a reason to rejoice in the God of our salvation. We have a reason to give him thanks. Oh, praise the Lord. I know there's a question that is asked in Psalms 107, and it's asked repeatedly in this psalm, and I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but you know the question. Well, it's almost an exclamation, actually, in this point. It's not really a question the way it's written. It's, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, yes, and yes, the psalmist repeats it, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And, oh, yes, this list of all things that God had done for them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, Psalms 107, verse 22, following that exclamation says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 32, after that exclamation, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Oh, praise the Lord. We have a reason to worship the Lord. Oh, we have a reason to praise him. He has done wonderful things. Oh, yes. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, yes. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Oh, there's a need. Oh, that we would just give the praise, the glory. Oh, that we just let the Lord have his way. Oh, praise the Lord. If we could just worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, the Father seeking such to worship him. We need to worship him here tonight. Oh, we need to let go. God has done wonderful things for us. Oh, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Tells us in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Oh, praise the Lord. Offer the sacrifice of praise. Oh, Lord, my hand doesn't feel like it wants to go up tonight. Well, I don't know. Try, you know, maybe a move. You know, I know. I mean, there could be conditions where you really, literally can't do it. But then do it with your heart. Cry with your heart. Oh, yes. Rejoice in your heart. Oh, let it come out. Those sacrifices of praise to God. Continually. Oh, that should be our way of life in the midst of all our struggles. Oh, yes, and all those things that go awry and, you know, are confusing. Oh, we could just learn to offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name, rejoicing to our God, oh, giving Him praise, giving Him glory. Oh, Lord, Thou hast done wonderful things. Oh, Lord, I will rejoice in You. Oh, God, I thank Thee, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. It says in verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Oh, yes. We know that here in this time period, it's not the sacrifices of bulls and goats that were, you know, offering to the Lord. Instead, it's the presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Praise the Lord. That's how we sacrifice our life to the Lord. We give it to the Lord. We present our bodies, our living, our existence, our works, our time. We give it to the Lord that He might use it, that He might take it and make us profitable and do what He will. Oh, yes, in His own way and in His own time. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 69. I'm just going to go here for a bit. Here at the latter end of this chapter, verse 30, it tells us, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord. What does thanksgiving mean? It's the giving of thanks, right? If we set aside a day for thanksgiving, then it means that if we're really going to do it right, it's a day set aside to give God thanks. But oh my, we want our whole life to be a life of thanksgiving. And it tells us, this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Even back then, under the law, when they did have need to offer sacrifices of bulls and goats to atone for sin, there was something that pleased God even more so. On the psalmist here is saying, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This will also please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that have horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. Oh, praise the Lord. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not His prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise Him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of His servants shall inherit it, and they that love His name shall dwell therein. Oh, yes, we're talking about that Zion that is above, that city of the everlasting God, that city that's coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord, that eternal city. Oh, yes, where the redeemed of the Lord shall walk. Oh, yes, nowhere we shall rest. Oh, yes, in the continual presence of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there is a need, yes, to praise the Lord, to give thanks unto God, to magnify Him. Oh, to magnify Him, to enlarge Him. Oh, yes. Oh, to give Him the greatest praises that we can, to realize His magnificence and His power. Oh, His great abilities to the children of man. Oh, what He has done for us, how He has delivered us, how He has set us free. Oh, praise the Lord. There is great reason to give praise unto the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for His mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. Back in Psalms 116, again in verse 17, he mentions again, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee. O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, that testimony. Oh, yes, we can't just keep it bottled up in our hearts. No, we need to share it. We need to let it go. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, and when all the presence of the Lord comes down, oh, praise the Lord, we want to pay our vows. We want to give him homage. We want to give him thanks. We want to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to our God as we call upon his name. Oh, praise the Lord. To make known his wonderful works to the children of man. Oh, yes, to give him praise, to give him glory, to call upon him. Oh, yes, these things that we have need of. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so gracious. And yet it is at times, though, yes, when we realize his mighty deliverance, his mighty power, and all that which he has done for us, how he brought us out of our distresses, how he brought us up out of the miry clay, oh yes, how he set our feet upon a rock and established our goings, as it tells us in Psalms 40, and it put a new song in my mouth, even praises to our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's all. Oh, that's what happens with that testimony. Oh, yes. Oh, the good news and joy that springs up. Oh, yes. That song that he puts in our heart, the song of the redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord for that which he has done. Oh, that response that he puts deep within us. Oh, praise the Lord. We can give thanks unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it is. Here this psalmist was delivered. Oh, yes, the Lord put a faith within him so he could believe. And therefore he could speak it. He could declare it. He could see it. He had a testimony that he could share. Oh, praise the Lord. He put aside the negative thoughts of other people and you know, the spoken things that were coming out of their mouths. He put it aside. All men are liars. I'm not going to listen to that. Oh, no, I'm going to listen to the voice of faith. And I'm going to believe God. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. I'm going to render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me. Oh, yes. As God delivered him, he began to, yes, think of what God had done. And oh, it was time to take that cup of salvation, call upon the name of the Lord. It was time to pay the vows that he had vowed unto the Lord. Oh, yes, and do it in the presence of the people. Oh, it was time for him to give thanks, to give the sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, to declare the wonderful, wonderful works of Almighty God. Oh, we have so much to rejoice in, don't we? Oh, praise the Lord, he has set us free. He has given us a purpose. And praise the Lord, we know that when our life is in the hands of God, we don't have to fear what men would possibly do unto us. But we can instead, we can render unto God praises for what he has done. It tells us in Psalms 56, verse 11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Not too hard to render praises unto somebody who has delivered us so mightily, is it? Who has set us free, who has given us such hope, who has given us all His promises, who has put an inheritance before us, oh, that we can claim, oh yes, when we get home. Praise the Lord. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. For Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the land, in the light of the living? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It's a wonderful thing to be delivered from the chains of death. Oh, yes. The pains of death. Praise the Lord. But oh, the Lord that we serve knows how to make a way. There is nothing too hard for Him. And praise the Lord. We can give Him our lives. We can offer Him our praises. All that thankfulness that comes within our hearts. And how we need to do that. All we know that as Jesus was entering into Jerusalem there that last time before they crucified Him. Oh yes, as the individuals, oh, that saw Him, the multitude that saw Him. Oh, a great multitude of people there, it tells us in Luke 19, begin to realize the mighty things that Jesus had done. Oh, they began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all His mighty works that they had seen. Oh, they began to rejoice, they began to praise, they began to say, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, some of those Pharisees heard them declaring it with a loud voice and worshiping and praising. They heard it and they didn't like it. And they said, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Oh, Jesus answered by saying unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Oh, there is a reason to praise our God. Oh, yes, He inhabits the praises of His people. Oh, yes, He lives in the praises of His people. If we've been set free by the blood of the Lamb, then we have reason to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, we have reason to worship Him. We have reason to raise our hands. Oh, yes, and rejoice in our salvation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, to thank Him. Oh, to offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving for His mighty works. Oh, yes, we need to do it. Oh, yes, if these would hold their peace, even the stones would cry out. Oh, I pray that we'd worship the Lord here tonight. I pray, oh, yes, that we'd render unto Him praises from our lips. Oh, yes, praises unto the Lord. Oh, what can I give Him? What can I render unto the Lord? Oh, we can render our praises unto God. We can give Him the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord. We can pay our vows in the name of the Lord. We can do those things that He has asked us to do and go forward in this walk of life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what we can give unto the Lord. That's what we can render. Oh, unto the Lord for His mighty works unto the children of men. Praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would respond. Oh, yes, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, that they would worship in spirit and in truth and give thanks and give homage to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Oh, to the God of our salvation. The one that brought us up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we do worship you, Lord. We do praise you, Lord. We do exalt thee, Lord. Oh, God, you inhabit the praises of thy people. Oh, God, oh, Lord, you live in the praises of your people. And we thank you, God, for what you've done, what you are going to do. Oh, God, the things that yet unseen, we thank you, Lord, for what, oh, God, you are going to do in and the hope that we have deep in our hearts. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. There's no telling what God will do if people will just praise Him with all their hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. There's no telling what God will do. Oh, if we can rejoice in the God of our salvation and give Him thanks. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. And praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He has set us free. Praise the Lord. Oh, He's given us hope. We have much to rejoice. Oh, for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children. Amen. Praise be the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We give you thanks. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise thy holy name. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our chorus books to number 62 and sing, Thank You, Lord, number 62. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought. Many are the blessings that you give unto me. Blessings overflowing like a mighty sea. Lord, I want to thank you for your love to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought of me. Many are the blessings that you give unto me. Blessings overflowing like a mighty sea. Lord, I want to thank you for your love to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you ever thought. Many are the blessings that you give unto me. Blessings overflowing like a mighty sea. Lord, I want to thank you for your love to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our dismissed time of prayer in Jesus' name.